It's Friday, July 31st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the face of the coronavirus pandemic, North Korea has restricted border travel to other countries, which has made it much harder for defectors and others to send money back into the country to help their relatives and friends. This is also affecting the underground church in North Korea. Believers there told Open Doors, quote, "The church cannot survive without food," end quote. Many are expected to die not only from the coronavirus, but also from food shortages caused by lockdowns and a crop-destroying drought. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in North Korea, which is ranked as the worst persecutor of the church in the world. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it." Ready for some good news? The Supreme Court of Mexico voted 4-1 on Wednesday against decriminalizing the murder of unborn babies in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Currently, only two of Mexico's 32 states have legalized abortion. A study by the Henry Ford Health System found that treatment with the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine significantly cut the death rate of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The study retrospectively analyzed 2,500 patients hospitalized for COVID-19 between March 10th and May 2nd, finding that only 13% of those treated with the drug died, compared to 26% not treated with it. In an op-ed published by Newsweek, Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch noted the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, but lamented how it is being sidelined in coronavirus responses. Multiple tech companies like Facebook censored information recently from doctors who shared their experiences of treating COVID-19 patients with hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Stella Emanuel, a Houston doctor, touted hydroxychloroquine as the cure for the coronavirus in a press conference in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday. The video of her press conference was shared by President Donald Trump and one of his sons before Twitter and Facebook took it down for violating their so-called misinformation policy. To watch the full interview of Dr. Emanuel, go to theworldview.com. Plus, take a look at the Katy, Texas Christian Magazine article, which we also have linked. On Wednesday, tech CEOs from Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Google testified before Congress as liberals and conservatives examined their concerns that the companies have been suppressing competition. Republican lawmakers also expressed their concerns that the big tech companies are using their power to censor conservatives. John MacArthur, the pastor of California's Grace Community Church, went on Tucker Carlson's Fox News show on Tuesday to discuss why his church is staying open, even after California shut down much of church activity across the state in coronavirus restrictions.
It's a First Amendment right. This is the United States of America, and the government can't intrude in worship. We stand on that amendment.
After holding online services for weeks, MacArthur said people decided to come back to church of their own accord.
So they started coming back, and they kept coming back, and last Sunday, 3,000 of them came back. They rejoiced, and they hugged each other, and they didn't wear masks, and they sang songs.
In MacArthur's sermon on Sunday, he noted how abortions are the biggest killer in California, but continue while churches are shut down.
There's no moral high ground among leaders in this state. They've kept all the abortion clinics open through all these months. They've been deemed, along with the liquor stores, essential, so babies could continue to be slaughtered. The churches can't meet.
Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We must obey God rather than men." The U.S. Senate Joint Economic Committee released a report last week titled "The Demise of the Happy Two-Parent Home," showing the decline of stable two-parent families since the 1960s. The report criticized government welfare programs, which have subsidized single motherhood while penalizing marriage. And finally, Herman Cain died yesterday at 74 after being hospitalized with COVID-19. The conservative businessman and 2012 Republican presidential candidate has been open about his Christian faith throughout his career. Kane's website editor, Dan Calabrese, announced the news of his death, saying, quote, "Kane is entering the presence of the Savior. He served as an associate minister at Antioch Baptist Church in Atlanta and preparing for his reward." Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 31st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.